This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The people trying to help the victims of the Asian tsunami include an aid worker in Sumatra. His name is Steve Levitt. He's one of two people we're about to meet who responded to one of the biggest humanitarian disasters in recent memory. Levitt is working in a district just outside the city of Banda Aceh. That area illustrates the kind of problems that people across the region are facing. Today, Levitt's employer, World Vision, is handing out food to 21,000 people. After some delays, Steve Levitt says help is finally arriving from the Indonesian government, aid groups, and the U.S. military.
If things haven't moved as quickly, and it has been very frustrating, I don't believe that it's any conscious will. It's just that the chaos is so large, the blow was so great, and the aid is coming in so many different ways and from so many places. It's just a massive logistic issue, and it's just a difficult place to get to.
In order to have the food in place to care for the 21,000 people that you're responsible for, how did you work around the logistical nightmares?
By talking, I think. The United Nations Group for Coordination, they just basically hold meetings. We've all been through this. I think of the 21 NGOs, everybody's sent their most experienced hand. We're still learning. The figures will probably go much, much, much higher. That's because we're still discovering things. An example for that would be the education department. 300 teachers, I think, 17 have been able to make it back to work.
So 17 out of 300.
Well, you have police, for example, with 500 up here, and they're now only 25% of that number. So your infrastructure, your government, I mean, the individuals as well as the departments were wiped out.
And when you talk about missing teachers, missing police officers in such huge numbers, you're talking about a situation that is going to remain a problem for the survivors for years to come.
Well, you get the thousand-mile stare. I sat down at a table uniquely when people sat down and said, "What made you cry today?" Now, I've never seen that happen with journalists and aid workers.
People usually react cynically to these situations, tell jokes to keep their spirits up.
Oh, yeah, everybody tries to keep their stuff up and everybody tries to be, but I think it's just people just recognize that things you're going to see on a daily basis are just going to strike deeply inside you, particularly as a lot of it evolves around families broken apart. So if you have a family, you're immediately caught in recognition of how you would feel if you were looking for three out of your five children or you were still looking for your wife and your little daughter.
If I may ask, people were sitting around talking about what made them cry today. Is there one story that you think provides insight on the situation you could share?
Oh, look, a photojournalist was talking about he was shooting at the airport today and he stumbled into a tent and there was 100 bodies lined up. And there was a family in one complete set. And the way the bodies lay, that the mother and father looked like was reaching out to their small dead child beside them. And that took him down. So everybody you talk to has something. And that something is very, very large.
In this overwhelming situation, you're trying to deal with people's basic immediate needs. I wonder, as you begin distributing food, these food packets, can you just run through what an individual will receive when their turn comes up in the line?
Well, the food and cooking oil, the rice and the cooking oil and a mixture of protein, biscuits and a balanced diet that will probably take them through a week or 2 weeks and then, or to at least the next distribution. But they also get packets of cooking utensils, clothes in the form of sarongs, a tarpaulin, canvas so that they can at least set up their own section. Because it's a rainy season now, I might add, which doesn't help. It's going to be a large exercise. You'll need to continually update or upgrade the food resources to them.
Well, Mr. Levitt, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
We've been talking to Steve Levitt with the aid organization World Vision. He's in Banda Aceh, Indonesia.